Ermagerd! 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 Sorcerer!
What was the sorcerer?
Sorcerer.
Oh,
really?
Really?
Oh, okay.
Really?
Ermagerd! Murfderd!
And...
You come up with a lesbian Ermagerd.
Okay,
Ermagerd, Colonel Angers.
That tickled the heck out of me.
Eat that. One party summer,
creep show, welcome to the creep show.
Yeah! Yeah!
Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour.
It's good!
Und good for you.
Cool for fun forever. You're listening to Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour, 91.5 FM, gayradioshow.com, streaming and archived on our website. It's called gayradioshow.com, and with the free TuneIn Radio app, just download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone, search WPRK, and listen to the show anytime you want to. I'm your host, David Justice, and this is episode number 352. It's the last show for the month of October. The year's zipping by. I'm ready for this year to be over. 2015 was a good year. It was a learning year. I'm ready for a new start. Cast and crew, special guest here today, over to my left. Come on, Bus Queen. Lady Barry Matthews.
Hi, everybody. How's it going?
Good to see you, my friend. Over there, Rob Ward, the most talented man in Orlando, will be here, but he'll get here when he gets here. Over there, another friend. We'll talk about that. Alex the intern.
Howdy.
What's up, man?
I'm not Top Bun Alex today. I'm Prince Alex today. That's who I will be filling in as.
See, when you give them enough rope to hang themselves, they just kind of do it. No, he's a good... I owe Alex the intern an apology, and we'll get into that. And then this is a guy who I didn't really know why he was going to be on the show, but I saw him perform at the finals at the talent contest at Pulse last week. I've seen him sing before. He blew me away. He did an awesome rendition of a live performance of Hedwig the Angry Inch, a song from Hedwig and the Angry Inch, and then took a really great picture, a selfie of me and him, and I was like, so that reminded me that I said, hey, come be on the show. So he's here, and it's J.W. Moore. What does it stand for, J.W.?
Friends call me J-Dub.
J-Dubs?
J-Dub.
J-Dubs, we already have a J-Dubs in the show's history, though. Justin Wild.
Oh. Yeah. Well, my friends also call
me... Do you do cam shows? Do you have a tattoo that says... Do you have a tattoo that says Lawless on your chest?
My friends also call me W, but that name's kind of tainted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, either way, I like his voice. I thought he was really cool, and I want him to come sit in with us. So, welcome.
Hi. I am the gamer geek. That's with a Y.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's wearing a shirt with Mario on it, so.
It's Mario.
Mario.
Super Mario?
Super Mario, brother.
Super Mario. Lots of fun stuff happening. Alex, I owe you an apology, and we'll just go into it. You know, when I listened back to last week's show and everyone called me out on being a complete douche to you, and even though you are a good friend and I care about you, I listened back and I was going, you know what, that was old Justice coming out to play, and unfortunately with the whole intern situation, I fell back into previous things that I did with interns, and I did it in the vein of entertainment instead of being a good person and speaking with respect and treating my friends like I care about them, which obviously I do. So in that regard, this is probably the first time you'll ever hear me say it. I'm sorry for that. That won't happen again. And like I've mentioned before, rather than trying to go back and be the way things were, you know, for the last several years of my life, you know, moving forward, that doesn't need to happen, and it's not going to happen. So I'm glad that you saw fit to come back in again. But you'll notice we only have one intern here.
Yes.
Ain't no thing, baby. We good?
No kiss and make up.
No, we're good. Is that okay? Do you accept my apology?
I accept your apology.
Right, yeah, thank you.
That was not
true. No, go get me some water!
He already did that.
Yeah.
And he already did go get us water.
Well, I got a text from the other intern, too, Christian, the student intern. And, I mean, I don't think he's going to be able to take part in it right now just because of class. Everything was like a half hour late to class because traffic out of Winter Park is a mess trying to get back up to UCF area. And he just said, yo, my teacher just is like, yeah, no, you're going to fail this class if you're a half hour late every week to be on a gay radio show. So he was sassing me though this week. I saw him out and about. He was being a shot boy, and he was coming up being sassy, and I kind of went off on him there, going like, yeah, don't sass me just because you're a shot boy. Like, don't act. What was the attitude? We were talking about the attitude. What's this self entitled 19, 21 year old?
Yeah, what's attitude that I can't say the word that I want to say though.
It's not like this self entitled. It's like the not like a condescending. Hey, Rob Ward. But what's the attitude though?
Jerk face.
She was talking openly about it before the show. Now that we're on the air, she's thinking about how it would sound if she said it and other people heard it.
Don't censor yourself. Don't edit.
Honestly, I'm old and I did a lot of drugs in my youth. I don't remember.
Play the moment. Play the truth.
Well, you said he was talking about me, though. You said you saw him at where?
At
what did he say about me?
Who
cares?
I'm trying to save face here. Oh my god. No, he said that he loved you and he can't wait to come back.
I believe you said, did you Netflix and chill with Justice? He said, oh no, I'd never do that, which that's fine. That wasn't the intention. But then you said that he said we made out at the club.
Yeah.
Now, Rob, you know me to be a subtle person. If I had made out or boom, snap, clapped it with anybody, I would allude to it like very subtly.
The entire Eastern United States would know that you touched parts of that person's
Well, body. And that didn't happen. Exactly. I never made out with this. So I'm more curious as to who he made out with that he mistook for me.
Oh,
he thought he was going to be on a completely different radio show.
Rob, were you impersonating
a different DJ there?
He was cute and he was into you, so I drew a little beard on. And I started being really rude to everybody, but really loud while I did it. Just to kind of distract him
and
into it.
And the beard wasn't even completely drawn in.
I'm getting
ready and I'm getting nervous for this trip to South America. But if for No Shave November, I'm looking forward to not dealing with that. I'm really looking forward to 2 weeks of the phone has to stay on airplane mode the entire time. No social media. I'm gonna make a goodbye. What's up?
Nothing's happening.
Okay. Something crazy was happening next to me.
Oh. Okay.
Hi, I'm Rob.
What's up, man? One of the most talented men in LA. It's good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
And thank you for coming. I know you had some rain and traffic. And then Lady Barry had another question. Oh, by the way, if you want to check out more of our stuff, follow us on Twitter. At Gay Radio Show during the show. It's Twitter.
Twitter.
And you can leave us a comment. Do it # Gay Radio Show. We'll get it right away. Give us a call. 407-646-2915.
Thank you, Atomic Advice.
And whatever else you want to do. I'm kind of over the periscoping thing. Like, we need someone else to do it because I can't really do it. I periscoped some of your performances.
But our one watcher would be so disappointed.
He was so disappointed.
No, we got a lot of watch because you can re-watch the replay for like 24 hours or 48 hours after you do it. And so when you look back, we ended up getting like a fair number of
likes. I'm going to throw this out there. We're a bunch of dudes sitting around a table. It's not the most visually dynamic show for us to do for them, though.
Yeah, this is true.
Speak for yourself.
I mean, we're all naked,
yeah.
But
I mean,
it's cold in here, so it's not a good show.
I'm not cold because
that's my excuse. It's very cold in here.
I tried.
It's very cold in here.
It's been cold your whole life.
I tried periscoping the other night because I have a game room that I have a lot of retro games in. I'm like, I'm just going to have like a retro game day and just like periscope it. But I'm like, I need three hands to do this with. So I'm like trying to like balance it on my knees and it kept falling down. It would have made for, you know,
totally thought
show.
That was going to go in a different
direction. Yeah, same. I was there too. I was like,
his hand was on the dump button.
You balance it on the,
I put my hand on the dump button.
I wasn't listening. Should I hit the button really quick?
Yeah,
no.
Go ahead and hit that.
What happened?
No. So I'm going to have to either get a stand for it or just, you know, not use it because...
Well, you know.
I had zero viewers, so I'm like, it's not.
So wait, how many episodes of this radio show have you heard?
I've heard
this one.
3.5.
There you go.
Oh,
3.5.
Do you know what boom, snap, clapping it means?
I know that you like to use that a lot.
What does boom, snap, clap mean?
It means making of the intimacies.
It's more like a general term.
Doing it.
But where did it come from?
It's more like a general term for hooking up because we had the devil station manager from hell like a couple years ago. And anything, like, I had a station meeting literally after every show, I got chastised for 10 to 15 minutes by this old, horrible man. Mm. And so finally, you know.
It was Santa Claus.
So finally, we just had to change boom, snap, clapping it to make like a generic turn. So I always had plausible deniability to say, like, oh no, I mean,
it
like,
also
we were talking
a handshake.
About an old black choir, boom, snap, clap.
Oh. I thought it was a Gwen Stefani song.
Right.
Boom, snap, and clapping it on the radio.
Let's do the three
that was
things.
Gorgeous.
That,
you're welcome.
It's a choppy show today. I feel like I'm choppy. I'm very distracted. I'm not sure what's going on. I think I need to lay off of some things and just kind of get my headspace back.
It's the weather.
Maybe. Could it be the weather?
It's not the heat, it's the humidity.
Weather.
It's
weather's
the weather in my soul.
Yeah,
we gotta be careful because I didn't hear what you said at all because two people were talking. Exactly. So you always gotta watch what we're talking there. Was that polite enough to say that?
That was so well done.
That was very well done.
You sound like you're drunk, to be honest.
You missed it.
Do I?
I'm just letting you know.
I think I'm a little bit tired.
You sound like you just woke up. And you're like, who are you people? I gotta do a radio show. Go fight good fights.
This will be a perfect segue into the first thing that I learned this week. So let's do it.
Three things that Justice learned this week. The three things he learned this week. Not one or two or four or five. It's the three things he learned this week. Yeah.
First thing I learned this week.
He had a mini stroke. It's this week.
Are you back on chemo or something?
What's happening? Hey, chemo jokes are funny.
No, it's, I mean, so Daniel's not here. Atomic is not here. And it stinks because, no, we love him, but he actually nabbed a really awesome full-time job, a full-time salary job that he's just jumped into.
Wait, so he's not painting in his underwear anymore?
Not as much. Wow. Not as much. Unfortunately, though, that means he works today until later in the evening. So he'll be a special guest again. So, you know, the show has had him. The show is, what's up, dude?
You were just, like, pulling on a computer.
No, I was leaning on it. I just wanted to stretch my arm up. We can do radio without reacting to everything that happens around us.
People could have seen it. I didn't say it. You're the one who acknowledged it.
You're under the microscope,
you
public figure.
But you make funny faces.
Don't translate to radio.
You're an entertainer. When you make funny faces, people are going to react to the things that you are doing because it is comical and you bring the funny.
He says you're not almost entertained. Breaks the computer.
Control yourself, sir. Control yourself.
I just feel like I've been going. Okay. I feel like I've been pushing too hard in the wrong directions lately. Like I've been wasted more nights than ever in the last 3 years. You know, Sunday mimosas with a mango vodka shooter at Hamburger Mary's. That didn't do me any favors.
You went to brunch without me.
Yeah. Well, Daniel's man lover friend invited him, and then I kind of tagged along and was there.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, I got a story about that one.
Ooh, girl.
Like, you know how that's never happened ever, but wasn't going, because I was like, no, I'm not. I actually got up and left the situation.
The listeners probably think the radio just cut in and out for like 30 seconds of that song.
We are having technical difficulties.
Yeah. So, no, what I was going to say, the first thing I learned this week, it has to do with Daniel. I'm really afraid that we're about to get evicted because evidently, you know, Daniel was quote unquote like living in the front room. But then my neighbor, when she complained about my roommate smoking, evidently she's like BFFs with my landlord. So now evidently, instead of being a neighbor and being like, hey, stop that. Hey, shut up. Hey, be nice. I mean, be like, it's like I'm being tattled on to my landlord. So then I get angry phone calls where it's like,
it's like when your teacher is a friend of your mom.
Right. Oh, you know what? Exactly. And so I found out that you have a roommate and that violates these terms. I could put the 30 days in if I wanted to. And it's just kind of going, let me handle this the way I want to. And now I'm worried when everyone's out in the back patio past 11. I'm worried, you know, and smokers, no offense. I've been smoking cigarettes lately and I really got to stop. But yeah. I do not like smokers because they're loud. They must stand outside and they cannot be quiet. So so I had to institute last night when I had a group of people over, I had to institute a rule where only one person was allowed to go out at a time onto the patio and smoke a cigarette because they could not handle it. And this poor old woman's going to tattle on me, especially if she dies from lung cancer at 4 a.m. in the morning.
She can't tattle on you then.
She's going to tell on
well,
you.
Exactly.
Her last will and testament. Like, I don't know, son of a bitch.
Why don't they just smoke out front?
Say a word. You just said something. Okay. Was trying to help you.
Well, I try not to say those words, but I'm so frustrated. You can, though. You can, though.
He's the only one who can, what he's saying.
Well, fine, you son of a biscuit.
It's not one of George Carlin's 7 words you can't say.
No,
my question was, why don't they just go smoke out front? Away from the woman's house
because it's a line of townhouses and then I get complaints about there being cigarettes on the grounds of the front area that everyone shares.
You know what you do? You get a ceramic flower pot, fill it with sand, and put it on your front porch. I'm pretty sure you won't get a complaint about
that. I just know I've
problem
been,
solved.
I don't know why because everything. I know. I don't know why, but I've been nervous lately. Everything else has been good, but I've been nervous, and I know I'm nervous because when I'm nervous, I flick my tongue against the back of my front teeth, and because of, you know, I've got a bridge, I've got, you know, this is a fake tooth and this is a fake tooth with my bridge, so there's pieces of metal in the back of my front teeth, and I always know when something's nerve-wracking me because the tip of my tongue will get like really sore and raw because I'm flicking my tongue. So I had to I had to put dental wax in the back of my teeth today so I'd stop doing it on the radio show. Like,
make sure you bring Polydent.
It's like dental wax, like you put on braces in the back of my front teeth right there.
Sounds sexy.
Do you get corn stuck in your bridge work?
You know what? Because of my two front fake teeth, I don't know if I ever talked about this.
No.
I don't eat corn.
This is an exclusive.
Things you didn't know about Justice.
Exclusive. So glad I'm here for this.
I cannot eat corn off the cob. I don't bite into apples. I have not eaten an apple just biting into it in dozens of years. I've always cut my corn off the cob, and I do not eat candy apples at all. So anything that could rip my teeth out of my mouth, don't deal with it.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay, let me let the listeners know. Justice is a fairly attractive young man, but I just imagine him biting into an apple and his teeth being into apple. What
look at what happened here.
Right. I'm on a radio show.
Well, I can't do the radio show without my teeth.
You make your front teeth. Welcome to Front Tooth Radio.
Welcome to GayRadio.com.
I just keep going through all the different things.
The most successful BJ radio show ever. What?
I just keep going through in my head everything that your teeth could get stuck in.
You remember, like, for Halloween, the old lady candies that they give out?
The little orange and black ones?
You could totally lose your teeth in those.
Yeah. I'm gonna give you candy and I'm gonna put pennies in it.
No.
Oh, no.
Not doing that. Not doing that again this week. No. Yay, the listeners throwbacks. Listeners messaged me. Listeners were getting physically ill from hearing the vomit, and I don't wanna throw up on the air again. It's really just don't need to happen.
It's so funny though.
Stop it. I don't care for spare change. I don't want it in my mouth. I don't wanna suck on a penny. I don't wanna eat spoons of pennies. If the Nazis capture me, they can spoon feed me spare change. I'll tell them all our secrets.
So if you ever have a stroke, will you just like immediately vomit?
Why is everyone anticipating that I'm just gonna like maybe I am supposed to have another big health issue here? Good God.
Rob hopes so.
No.
He told me earlier.
No way. No. I like when Justice is alive.
Awkward silence.
I really don't know how to respond to that. That was, I don't know if there was either a punchline to the joke. It was so backhanded that it went over my head.
I just
wasn't really sure of like how to respond to that.
Usual necrophilia. I know this word.
It's like the teacher just it's like the teacher in geometry just introduced like imaginary numbers, and I don't know what to do with 11d12 or something.
Well, now I sound like a douche.
I said
because
one nice thing to you that I don't want you to die, which is probably the nicest thing I've said to you on the air in 3 years. And you take my compliment and you poo-poo it.
Now that I've had time to process it, I'll say, Rob, thank you for the compliment.
You're welcome.
I didn't poo-poo on it. I also
don't want you to die, because if you remember, you told me you left things to me in your will. Originally.
I did. No, Rob is the caretaker.
I have to go and clean your porn, and I don't want
to
do that.
Rob has got to get to my apartment and destroy my nightstand drawers
and I am
before
so
anyone else
of what
goes
I will
to
that. Find just, when then, that moment happens.
Dude, listen, if I just like...
That I'm pretty sure it'll make me straight.
If you just find it, you don't even have to open the door. Just find it, pick it up,
and just light it on fire.
Light it on fire somewhere. Light it on. Put it
I'm
on my neighbor's. Put it on my neighbor's back porch, and just like watch just like the
no,
souls of.
We can't let the smoke blow up to her.
Of a million twinks float away.
We don't need her inhaling.
They literally are probably.
We don't need her inhaling like the spirit souls of
your Chris Popper.
Cremated twinks.
Like burning twinks outside. That
he's wearing
darn
latex gloves.
Justice. I'm calling my landlord friend.
Can we please play a game?
Where's Justice's
sitting?
Teeth?
Yes. Everybody around the table, can you please tell us all what you'd leave us in your will right now? What would you leave me in your will?
What I leave? Bus fare. I get nothing funny. I don't have anything funny. I don't
Next
think
week.
About you. I don't think about dying.
Everybody
I don't think about leaving you things.
Think about it on your vacation and when we come back.
All right.
When you're done climbing a mountain. Think about what would I leave for Lady Barry.
And that was the second thing I learned this week. I'm stubborn about it. I think I'll make it through in one fell swoop. I feel so ill prepared for it. I'm excited for it, but I'm more excited to get away because
can
I feel like I can't focus on it.
Can you be prepared to spend like a month climbing a mountain? Like, is that a thing you can prepare for in your life?
I mean, I'm even putting off my final plane tickets. Like, I still haven't bought my plane tickets to get to New York so I can fly from JFK down to South America. I still got to get hiking poles. I finally bought pants.
Do you watch 127 hours for preparation?
I really don't think I should do that. I think it's a poor idea.
Well, it may be a training video.
No, okay.
You get stuck.
Now, this is honest God's truth. Now, I'm going with my hetero life mate, Maddie. If I need private alone time in the tent, but I usually need assistance from my friend, like Wet Platinum or something, I don't know if I need to... I feel like I should take some because I've never done that in
I'm
a higher altitude before.
I don't know that you are going to be in the mood for that sort of thing.
That may be the only thing that makes me feel better and want to keep going on, Rob. Like, if I'm about to just give up and die, you saw 127 hours.
Are you going to do that to your thoughts, though? Like, what? Like, it's not like you're going to have Wi-Fi in the mountain. Like,
I'm a very creative person. I have good memory.
He has an imagination.
I know. I would need
I mean, you've seen some
things,
child, so, I mean, I could believe it.
I wish we could talk. I mean, part of me has... There have been more bizarre experiences lately, but the old me is like, I don't feel the need to justify or qualify how fun my life is by sharing it all. Plus, it's counterproductive and, you know, people don't want to be a part of a story on the radio show, and I choose to not do that. But it's been wild lately. It's been wild lately, and I don't know if I'm... I feel like I shouldn't be enjoying life this much, and I kind of am, and I'm ready to kind of take a seat.
What's wrong with having fun in your life, though? As long as you're getting your stuff done.
I've always had a problem with taking things to excess. I've always had a problem
Can
with taking things to excess.
Can you please start periscoping your wildlife?
No.
No. No.
Right?
No.
One of those sensual
That one
lines.
Viewer would be very happy.
This was not meant to be an introspective justice show. But the second thing I learned, this was supposed to be about Halloween Horror Nights and Howl-A-Scream and just Halloween in general.
Then why did you change the second thing you learned? That means you didn't actually learn it. This is all a lie. Your show is a fallacy, sir.
Well, no, I just kind of switched the second and the third thing to be convenient.
Oh, so now we know what's coming up. Yay. Third thing you learned this week was what?
You know Tanner from Utah?
Yeah.
Ended up, you know, with Tanner at Halloween Horror Nights. And
yes, my dear friend who was in town and didn't message me at all.
I had to very proactively seek that one out because he was kind of hard to get this time around. And then I ended up at Howl-A-Scream on Sunday.
How was that?
It was awesome. I had fun last year. This year, they kind of recycled some houses. It was still good. Wasn't as good as last year, but still pretty awesome. And we managed to knock out all the haunted houses, two roller coasters, and Falcon's Fury in like less than 2.5 hours because my friend has that magical assistance pass that you have now where you go there and you say once you have your pass, you don't get express, but you say you... I probably shouldn't share this on the air because I don't want the perks to go. Well, I waited in line like everyone else.
Universal doesn't do it anymore after all of that.
Yes, they do.
I don't know. I
never
Loophole.
What is that magic? Is it? Oh, my leg.
So can you please
leg.
Tell me about that grinder person you found, that thing you found at Halloween Horror Nights that you posted on Facebook?
Oh, yeah, grinder.
With the eyebrows.
Did you see that? The grinder.
Oh, that's where that was?
No.
Oh, Rob. I can't really pull it up right now. I don't know where the... Hold on, maybe the pictures...
For
you
all
find,
our listeners,
find the picture,
girlfriend
it's in the,
had the tattooed
eyebrows.
Oh, do
I get to go through your phone and your pictures?
No,
a little
good.
Strand of hair.
It was this... No, I messaged him and I was like, you're pretty amazing. This guy. Do you know this guy on Grindr?
Oh.
Whoa.
Right. Dear. Hi.
I shall call him Face.
But when I posted the picture on Facebook, everyone said he's like a server at Denny's on 436.
Oh, like everybody knows. Like, do you remember... I'm probably not allowed to say it anymore because you know how like Caitlyn Jenner's a hero of America.
Yeah.
But before she became Caitlyn Jenner, when it was Bruce Jenner, we didn't know the reason for all the surgeries. We were like, "What is that man doing to his face?" That's what that picture looks like.
Yeah.
So maybe he's soon to be Caitlyn.
Since maybe. I am halfway
that picture,
there, tranny.
What? That picture is also the reason why this whole trend of everyone going blonde should stop.
I used to be a blonde. I used to be a platinum blonde back in 2001.
I saw that. It was horrendous.
Isn't the thing mermaiding now, where you have like purple hair, like with like brown hair and then like purple or
and
silver
a beard.
On top?
I don't feel that's
and
age appropriate in
and
any way for me.
Piercing.
I don't feel that's appropriate.
I don't feel a lot of things you do are age appropriate.
Yeah, I don't feel a lot of the people you do are age appropriate.
Rob, you know you would gladly pick up any of the leftovers or things that, you know, I pass over.
When
we
make
still
it
have,
sound like that, you don't make it sound
we still
like
have, that. We still have similar tastes.
That makes
no,
it sound
okay.
like dinner you didn't
finish. I wasn't going to talk about it. But it is noticeable.
Yes, we have a similar type.
It is noticeable.
We have shared some...
We're Eskimo brothers. I'm Eskimo brothers. Heck yeah.
No, I'm not.
I have noticed, though. No. What's funny about Rob is that Rob will always be nice and cordial, and at least will say hey and have pleasantries out and about the club. Unless I'm talking to some new hot twink or something, then Rob is magically wanting to chat more and come over and be a part of the conversation more. Because that's kind of like.
He tries to swoop in and take it.
Yeah, he's trying to swoop in and get it.
No. Because if they're talking to you, I go, nope.
Mm-hmm. I got a different vibe from you this past week with the Pokemon trainer.
Pokemon trainer?
The one that had a jaw problem.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
You might have imagined.
You guys have a peculiar taste then.
Because what you just described to me sounds
if
extremely
you're a Pokemon trainer with slack jaw, see Robin DJ.
Yeah, you just make whatever that was. I'm like, nope, I don't remember going after a Pokemon trainer who was having a stroke.
We did post up pictures. If you want to see pictures from I Do Love Katana Gemini's annual. It's the 9th annual Bloodbath Party this year. It's going to be at Southern Nights this Thursday. I think it's a tremendous party to go to, and there's pictures from the last 5 years that I've gone. I studied blood splatter analysis. I take this very seriously. I want to have it look authentic and look good.
Come on,
so I have,
Dexter.
Exactly. I have a group of people. J-Dubs and I made a Dexter blood prep video. The pictures are up on Gay Radio Show Twitter. Follow us on Twitter @Gay Radio Show.
Twitter!
Yeah, and then so Halloween's coming up. It's going to be a very good time. Lady Mary Matthews, you were looking at those pictures.
I was. Mm-hmm. We were talking about your yeah. fat pictures from 5 years ago mm-hmm. and how you yell at me for talking about being fat all the time.
I just said that I can't get on board. If you want to fat shame or self-deprecate yourself, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But I'm never going to jump on board that wagon because it's a no-win for me. I can't make a fat joke and then because automatically I'm a horrible person and it's offensive. And so I just kind of shut up and let you do your thing. And plus, yeah, I used to be that fat kid, so I'm not the thinnest crayon in the box, but still.
See, and I think that gives you an out.
Crayon?
I know.
That like, very I really short wish my coloring. Crayon was super thin.
My fingers are so strong, I always break normal crayons. The fat crayons are the only ones I can, like, you know, with dexterity,
like,
handle
and
work.
Did you have to use, like, the really children-like Legos? Like, the bigger, the what are they, Duplos?
My mom used to, like,
Diplo. I don't know. What is
Your mom
used to
tape
what?
My
you
mom
just made it look like you had Edward Scissorhands. So I want
to
know.
My mom, we did Edward crayon hands. My mom used to take jumbo crayons and markers and like tape them into my fingers and then just like let me draw crazy.
Was
only two
punishment?
Was this when you cursed? Did she like made you sit in the corner?
No,
with
that's when
fingers,
I got my mouth washed out with soap and I had to choose my poison. I had to chew a chunk of bar soap like bubblegum, or I had to brush my teeth with liquid soap and gargle for 30 seconds
what
with
if
liquid
it was
soap.
Penny flavored soap.
Shut up! Shut up! Ooh. Shut your face! Shut your face!
How
okay.
Cold War parenting of her.
This is probably the most irrelevant coming out story ever, but I found it personally amusing. Rob, when we look at popular viral internet memes. Who is this young woman?
That's the Irma Gerd girl.
The Irma Gerd girl that had a picture of her being so excited because I guess she got a bunch of Goosebumps books and it's been replicated.
Poor girl.
And so Irma Gerd Merman. So anyway, her name is Maggie Goldenberger.
Oh, it fits.
She's a nurse in her 20s. She became an internet hit when a photo of her as a young girl excitedly grasping a selection of Goosebumps books.
Goosebumps
became a meme.
I got the Goosebumps.
Okay, turns out she can be a fan of our radio show now because she just came out as a lesbian.
I'm a lesbian.
I'm
Goldenberg.
What was the sorcerer?
Scissorine.
Oh,
really?
Really?
Oh, okay.
Really?
Irma Gerd, Murph Durford.
And.
Wow. Rob is not amused.
Irma Gerd, you're her own.
Hold on, what?
You're her.
But you sound like you're a Swedish person, like
Swedish chef.
You come up with a lesbian Irma Gerd.
Okay, Irma Gerd, Colonel Angers.
That tickled the heck out of me. You just turned me off.
What do you call a lesbian with way too long fingernails?
Oh no.
Single.
That is sad.
Or a murderer.
At the same time.
All right, so Goldenberger, who lives
Bloody
in Phoenix,
Mary.
Arizona, says that she only discovered
that's
she was
nasty.
A meme when she was on a trip to India with her ex-girlfriend. And she says it was taken by a friend when she was dressed up.
Irma Gerd,
curry.
Okay, Piggy.
I don't agree with you. Irma Gerd, lesbians.
Kearney's. Lesbians are funny.
What could it be? Oh, my God, Fish Fest. Oh, my God, Dyketastic. Oh my God.
I love this roast beef.
Oh. All right.
I'm never eating deli meat again.
Stop it.
I wonder if lesbians love the deli counter at Publix.
Okay, so anyway, Goldenberger said that out of all of the Goldenberger said that of all of her favorite variations on the meme, her favorite is the one that's on Titanic that says, Irma Gerd, Erschberg. Iceberg. I said iceberg instead of iceberg.
You said iceberg instead of iceberg?
Hey, look, it's Lady Barry's time. She comes here on a bus every week. It's time for Today on the Bus with Lady Barry Matthews.
Hey, everybody. Today on the bus, we're going to talk about how I almost fought somebody and how Adele saved their life today.
She has been putting me through it lately.
Yeah, she put me through it on the bus.
I've listened
times.
To that song 70 Hello, times.
It's me. I think she's talking directly to me.
I definitely try. Okay.
I thought she was talking directly to Lionel Richie.
Right? I don't have the phone number to contact my ex-fiance. Like, I really don't. I couldn't contact him if you wanted to. But I did check up and see if he had updated anything on his LinkedIn page. And I did Google if I could find
his
phone number.
That's how desperate you got.
You know,
I can't get him on the social media. I'm going to LinkedIn now.
You know you pissed somebody off and they blocked you on every single thing except for LinkedIn.
Knowing, this was the one that was the pilot. Knowing him, he probably never ever got on that stuff because he never was a fan of it. He had a flip phone until like 2011 or 12, as far as I know. I don't expect he would ever, he would never be on there and I wouldn't ever be able to find him. It's just, it's never been an issue. I've never seen it.
Oh my God.
Ermagerd. Ermagerd,
hello. Lurkturn.
Ermagerd, hello.
Okay, so today on the bus.
To during the burst.
Ridiculous. So this one gentleman from Le Cordon Bleu, who is way too old to be in school, let's be honest. He was like 16.
He rides the bus and then goes to Le Cordon Bleu. That was like a respectable job.
He goes to school there, so he's paying the $20,000 tuition to go to this school. So he bumped into me when he got on the bus.
Hey, what's up, queen?
And then I was sitting on a seat. He literally hit me in the back of the head with his backpack to go sit down in another seat. So this man has hit me twice. And then, so I'm fuming at this point. And then he got up again to get off the bus. And I was getting off the bus as well. And hit me again with his back. This is three times.
That's no good.
And at this point, I'm like, I'm about to go off on this man because he's an obvious homosexual. And I knew I could take him. He was black, but I knew I could take him. Because I told you a couple weeks ago, I'm scared of black people.
Yes.
So...
We should qualify the fact that she's not a white person saying that she's like a black person, so she can say anything she wants.
I'm half black, and I'm scared of black people. It's okay.
It's like Muppets can make, say, disparaging things about other Muppets.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You've checked out. Are you good, or are you sorry you came?
No, I'm good.
Oh, you're good? Okay, because like when a guest gets really quiet, I just figure they're looking for an exit to flee.
No, I'm just looking for my hole.
Did you just compare black people to Muppets? Did you compare racism of my people?
Quiet, Kirby.
To
this is
inner
not,
Muppet relations.
This is not going in the direction it should.
Muppet
lives
matter. Okay, so I got up to go. And
evidently, when I don't care, the show goes just horribly wrong, and we'll get canceled today. So,
yeah. As the gentleman was leaving the bus, and I was leaving the bus, I was going to go to do one of those "Oh no, you didn't" kind of situations, and then "Hello" came on by Adele, and it stopped me in my tracks. And she said hello to me, and she said, "Tony, sit down." And she said, "Hello."
I've never heard you refer to yourself by boy voice.
I know. Oh, my goodness. I said my real name.
Oh, no. Dump.
Now we know.
Dump.
Yeah, dump that. She said, "Lady Barry, sit down." And I sat down.
We'll get through
and
this
then, and then I saw a really hot guy, so that I was distracted. So Adele saved that man's life today.
Thank you very much. Adele does wonders for the human
she
soul.
She does do wonders.
Thank you, Adele, for saving the older man. Who
and can we talk about her contour in that video? Her makeup
her
was
what?
On... Her contour. Her makeup was on fleek
drag
in that
speech.
Video. Contour and her cheek contour.
Thank you very much.
God, I hate being the only drag queen here today.
What?
I'm only like a...
We have a drag queen...
Kind of.
...novice here.
We have a performer that puts on makeup. Did you see his headwig at the finals?
I did. I took a selfie with him.
It was amazing.
I did. It was great.
I was squeezed into that outfit like a sausage.
It was good enough that somebody asked me, though, they were like, "So is he lip syncing?" And I said, "No, he's singing."
Fading out your music. Because good. Was that the end of your segment?
That was it.
Today.
Oh,
the
bus is gone. The bus left.
Sorry.
The Lady
Look, Rob, as a performer, as an entertainer, but I don't know you as much of a singer, in your coming up in theater and being an entertainer, did you ever try to push and say, "Hey, I need to try and sing"? Or did you just accept, "Hey, that's not one of my strengths"? Or did you stay away
you
from
know,
those type of gigs?
It's one of those things I always wish when I was in high school and I thought about taking music lessons and I didn't. Like, I think I chose to take improv classes instead. And, you know, I'm glad I did because improv is the world that I live now. But I still never quite learned that singing thing. And I still somehow get cast in musicals and do musical improv scenes. And I always know that I'm, like, way behind everybody else when I'm doing it.
And congratulations on a successful run as Pepe Arnold or whatever. In La Cage aux Folles.
Thank you very much.
It was a lot of fun. Folding cages is folding what I like to call it.
Oh my God, the curse of fur.
That sounded like a death rattle. <at the end. laughs> That's the noise my roommate's cat makes in the morning when he wants attention.
You know, we have a super fan that lives up in Canada. His name is Carter. So far, he was the only...
Hey, Carter.
He was the early submission for what was supposed to be the Gay Radio Show logo of your junk contest.
Nobody did it, so I just put a logo on my junk, sent it right in there.
Well, no, he sent it in before the contest even started, before we announced we were going to postpone the contest. We're going to do it at the first of the year. It's going to be how we launch into 2016 with the logo of your junk contest.
I got this junk and I got a logo. I'm just going to put those together.
He's a big fan. He's always putting together like memes and pictures and graphics, and He actually designed a tank top for the radio show. Let me pull it up here. He designed it, and he told us he can figure out the deal that we're gonna get on. I think they look pretty cool.
Am I gonna be on the t-shirt?
No.
Then we need to call him back.
Hold on. Where is it?
Here
we go.
Oh, okay. I'm calm now. Thank you.
Hello. Thank you, Adele. Do you wanna buy a shirt?
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? It's a black V-neckish type. I think it's a shirt or a tank, but it's got our logo pretty nicely screen printed on it.
It should be over where your junk goes. Like, it should be an extra long t-shirt. Oh my God, the logo is always amazing. Over your junk.
Or like, have an extra square of fabric.
Have two right here for women.
Yeah, for the
and it says,
jokes.
It says, now I think it's slightly Department of Redundancy Department that the logo says gayradioshow.com and underneath it says gayradioshow.com.
You know,
and
I've been
all
struggling
capital.
With that when I put this on my Facebook or something to promote that I'm going to be on the show. I'm always like, should I say I'm hosting gayradioshow.com? If you want to listen in, listen to gayradioshow.com.
I just felt when I redesigned the logo, it was just easier to have the website be the title. So I guess
can we call it redundantradioshow.com?
Department of Redundancy, Department gayradioshow.com.com.
You stop saying words that were connected to things.
Hey, Carter, can you make a Gay Radio Show Lady Barry t-shirt? Thank you.
Hey, out there in Canada, can you do us a favor? Make those shirts available in size twink, size daddy, and size bear.
Extra medium. What's it called when you have like two visual pictures of something, but it's supposed to mean a word? Like if it said,
it's called two pictures with a word.
Pictogram?
No, like if it was like a picture of an eye, and then it was a picture of cream, you would say like I plus S plus cream is
ice
cream.
I'll take Ladyberry for $5,000.
Okay, what I was getting at was we should make you a shirt that says it has a picture of a lady plus a picture of a berry equals, and then put your face just like Ladyberry.
Okay, I like that.
Because it was Ladyberry.
Because she's a lady and a berry. What would mine be?
Sometimes I feel good about the things I say in the show. Today is not one of those days. I'm just going to say that.
You should feel
the Hamburglar and an asylum. And then your face.
Oh yes,
yay. Rob Ward.
We're gonna try a new segment today with side ponytail intern Alex, and
so the side ponytail.
What do we call it, Alex? We're gonna call it. Okay, this is
the
Alex.
One thing that I learned today. Merp.
No.
The merp at the end.
How dare you? No, this is
how dare you?
This is Alex the intern's weekly daddy update.
In this week's daddy update. International fashion designer and former creative head of Louis Vuitton, Marc Jacobs, has recently announced on Twitter that he will no longer be on Grindr. I have never been so sad not to be in someone's 100 profile radius before. This is coming out of
Who is Marc Jacobs, for those who don't know?
Marc Jacobs, like I said earlier, is an international fashion designer. And
I wasn't listening, I'll be honest.
So basically what happens is somebody that he was, you know,
boom snap clapping
with went to Page Six, which I suppose is some sort of
it's a pretty big publication.
It's a huge,
but it's
deals
where they
and
post
gossip.
All the scandals and gossip.
Okay,
yeah.
So he went to that publication to say that from his Grindr profile, Marc Jacobs was throwing group boom snap clap parties. And so because of that, that immediately prompted him to end his Grindr account, and then he went on Instagram to address these rumors and said, "Wild, I'd say mild." And to whichever guest benefited from calling this misinformation onto the post, "I only wish you good health, happiness, and a long life to enjoy taking advantage of the kindness of strangers and talking S-word about others. Hashtag really queen."
Okay, so he basically, he just came out and said, "I'm single, I'm gay, I like, you know, the company of other men."
Well, actually, it's funny you mentioned
that story.
He created a Grindr profile with his former gay adult film star, Harry Lewis, and they actually created a joint profile And that's how he started on Grindr, but now he's single, and now he's throwing some extravagant parties in
New York. That always throws me off a little bit when I see a couple on Grindr, but they're right next to each other. So there's one couple with these two people, and then right next to it, 3 feet away, is the same couple with both. And I really don't know, like, which one I'm addressing. Right,
yeah. And you're like, it's like a gamble. You're like, oh, I want the hot one. God, I hope this is it.
Some of them are nice. They're like, I'm on left, you know?
Yeah, some people, I'm the left one. Don't mistake me for my not so cute counterpart.
Yeah, Rob saw a post I made on Facebook this week. I got my 3 month supply of Truvada came in the mail, prep for post exposure prophylaxis. And you know, I took a picture of it. I put a little filter, Instagrammed it, put it up there, and was like, hey, you know, this is my medicine. I take it to protect myself
from. Looks like a shade of white.
Let me increase the contrast here.
I want my Truvada to look skinny and well contoured.
I'm going to use the Lark filter for this Truvada.
And you know, so I was actually pretty pleased that with that post, a lot of people liked it. There were some great comments.
I was so confused by
that post. Was actually so good. I thought it was spam.
So tell the folks what it said.
I don't remember what it said.
Well, now you're putting this
on
the
spot. But all I know is that it said something about you taking it and everybody should do it because it protects yourself.
I more or less was saying, hey, you know, it's a choice.
And then someone said something sarcastic and you responded with something with, like, actual facts and a good message. And I was like, what is wrong with Justice today? Does he need a hug?
See, we're redefining the dynamic of this relationship because I'm trying to be a better person. And Rob just doesn't know, like, how to keep up.
Hey, I gave you a compliment and you were confused about how to deal with it.
I'm trying to keep up as well. We're all growing.
I told you I want you to live.
You're growing.
You know, it's
person.
The basest things that, you know, sometimes we have the hardest time accepting. That you
want
me to
want
live. That's a
live.
Really hard thing for me to accept, Rob.
And then you said I'm only nice to you if you have a cute boy around you or a boy who's dressed like a Pokemon trainer having a stroke.
Full circle.
Today's radio show was brought to you by Strokes.
I've had like five of them today.
To the world.
Right. I clearly need some sleep. I'm pushing too hard. I'm not sleeping enough. I'm having fun and I'm doing things, but I'm literally not.
Lady Bird is one of the stupidest things I've ever seen. Lady plus Barry equals stupid bruises.
I did find out though that this is my new compatibility test for if I'm ever interested in dating someone. You wait till you're driving in the car with them and you make sure that subtly that you get Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen to play. If they can't lip sync, sing along, and or headbang in the appropriate spots, I'm sorry, it's not meant to be. I'm sure you're a great person, but we're just not going to last because there are some songs some songs make you come alive, and I'm not going to be with someone who doesn't come alive, man.
Well, you know that that Garth in the movie
Wayne's World.
Yeah, he didn't know the lyrics to Bohemian Rhapsody. You just see him like
awful person.
Purdy on, man. Did you even look at your news yet?
No, I was gonna. Oh, you wanted me to do it.
You might need to look at it for a little bit before because I kind of
preview. Rob's doing news today.
Rob's getting ready to do
like
the news.
I told you, DJ. It takes a special twink to know Bohemian Rhapsody, especially in this generation.
What's up with the twink thing, dude? Like it. They're okay, but like my dear friend Rob, who wants me to live, once said, yes, it's a snack, but a twink is not a meal make.
Exactly.
Or did I say that right?
You don't gotta tell me twice, hon.
Or is it like,
he's like, that does not sound like something I would say. I like twinks.
It's like Rob said this one time, I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
As he wears a shirt of a twink right now.
I did say that.
What? Oh, yeah.
That's what most twinks look like in the city. He's wearing a shirt with a skeleton on
trying
it.
Trying to get back to my birth weight for Paul's.
Nice. Let's play some old. Rob is doing the news because whenever we have to find a news person if Atomic's not going to be here and if Eric's not here because he's doing his little thing. So Rob used to be the original host of the news,
and we
called it the Goo News because we were so original. That was the only thing we could come up with because you're a homosexual and also
gooey. Oh, I'm a Jew. Yeah. I got it. I just figured that out.
And so that resulted in me putting way too much
years
production
of this
effort.
Show, I had no idea why we called it the Goo News.
And then we went on and we had all these intros to the song. So this is my favorite.
Each one got a little more offensive than the one before.
Right, so this is
hear which one you picked.
Well, it was an excuse. You know, I don't get to go on the air and sing very much, and I do like making music and recording and producing stuff. So it was a chance for me to do something that I like to do and share with our radio.
This is the one where you make me sound like a dirty sex pervert.
Can we please have a gay radio show Christmas album?
like RuPaul's doing. That was released on Time Magazine yesterday. Yeah. They're doing a RuPaul's Drag Race.
Real original Lady Barry.
I can sing, and you can sing, and Rob cannot sing.
I can
so
sing.
We should do.
Rob Alex? Should be the narrator. Rob should read like the Gift of the Magi, but like turn it into a story about like twinks. Be like, and Justice learned that day that a twink would not be there.
On Christmas morning, Justice woke up to find himself a twink. Sadly, all nearby him were daddies. What would poor Justice do?
Then the ghost of Christmas, the ghost of Twink's past came and said,
Justice. Oh my God, that would be amazing. Can I be the present
one? The ghost of hookup past, the ghost of hookup present, and the ghost of hookup future.
I don't want any of those ghosts.
Who would be the future, though?
No, the future would be, if you don't get yourself in line, you're eventually going to denigrate to like, hi, I live in Sherman Oaks, and I'm going to tie you up in leather.
Well, like, let's be honest, if the ghost of hookup past visited most of us, everybody's got at least one where you'd be like, oh, don't remember. Oh, yep. Yep.
I have a ghost of hookup past. That go-go dancer whose laugh is featured in the outro of our show, I promised that when he killed himself and passed away, I would always leave. He was that. He was.
God, you just made it.
The boy from BrokeStraightBoys.com that I lived with for like 4 days in Key West came up here, and he was on the infamous Tranny Freakout episode of 2009, and his laugh is part of our outro, and when Chance died, before he died, he gave me his C ring and was like, yo, you can have this. And so I used to have nightmares that it would be in my drawer, haunted. Like, his spirit would not cross over because it didn't have his like leather strap, whatever.
You your see the C ring floating above your head?
No, it was a dream.
Brain is a place. Well, that
was the scary it was a dream.
Story for
it was a nightmare.
What a wonderful haunted house.
I can't.
That was.
Can we just play your. Can we just the news? Time for the news.
Yeah, did we ever play that song that we don't like?
It's time for the Goo News.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about this one.
Yeah, it's the Gay Jew News. It's time for the Goo News with Rob Ward.
That's me harmonizing with myself.
It's time for the Goo News.
What?
You know the Gay Jew News. All over your face. Gay Jew News.
Hard to harmonize with yourself while you're up in a mountain. Sure what to use to do that.
What? I didn't get that at all. What happened?
I don't know. It refers to what you were talking about, the second thing you learned this week.
That I'm going to probably die in a mountain.
Wet platinum on a mountain.
Yeah. Hi, welcome to the Jew News.
I'm
going to
slip
Lord.
On it and like fall into a crevasse.
Which is why you should tell me what you're leaving your will before you leave.
Nothing.
And take your computer with you so I don't have to be the one to wipe the memory clean. Hey, news stories. Amazon has been forced to remove the quote-unquote tastelessly brilliant costume after a host of complaints from users. The site was selling the Caitlyn Jenner costume this year, or as they called it, the adult ladyboy drag fancy dress costume.
What?
Title, the best name
which is
ever.
A dress with a wig and then male genitalia that comes out from the front of the dress.
How much is it?
Ladyboy!
It was £28.99, which I believe in American currency is however much you feel like giving them.
$35 and you can be your own drag queen.
All it costs
with
you is your immortal soul.
Hanging out.
Yeah, this is really disgusting that they sold this online.
What?
So it's basically like
the costume. I thought you were on a new news story.
So next news story. General says gay soldiers are helping the army become more effective.
Hold on. I have a problem. I hate clickbait, and I pulled the story because the headline makes you think that there's been like some study that's going to be affirming to the fact that gay people included in the military makes the military more effective, the British military. But then the story, the headline got me, and because it got me, I went ahead and printed it. But now you may tell the story because it's completely not that.
Yeah, so that's not the story. So next news story is...
Thank you for telling us what the story is not.
The next news story, which I was going to make a sarcastic comment about, and then you already addressed it on the news story, because Justice picks out news stories and highlights the parts he wants you to read. This is literally the entire page is just highlighted. And I was about to say something really sarcastic. As my eyes read, written in highlighter, yes, I know it's all highlighted. Shut up.
Shut up.
It's here's our news story. A lawsuit brought in the U.S. state of Colorado could force the country to... could force the country to recognize people who don't identify as male or female on passports. The lawsuit was brought by Dana Zazuzum on behalf of the...
What was that
did
again?
Did you just pick this up so it's all full of words no human being could read?
Look, the last name is spelled ZZYYM. That's more confusing than Mr. Miss A. We'll call her Zoom.
Oh, who looks totally butch on her Grindr profile, by the way.
Yeah, I noticed that. That's
yeah, and I had to say something because, you know, I used to get preached at about that one.
The plaintiff identifies as intersex and names Secretary of State John Kerry as the defendant in the case. According to the lawsuit requiring people to tick a box for either male or female, asks the plaintiff to lie. If the legal action was successful, the U.S. would join a handful of countries which currently allow a gender X passport, which I just kind of want just to say that I'm gender X because that sounds awesome.
Gender X.
Australia, New Zealand, Nepal all currently allow gender X passports, and there's a campaign for the UK to follow suit. A lawyer for Zazangangam, Paul Castillo, said people with foreign travel documents are allowed into the U.S. and that America could allow an X in place of a male or female. Castillo said an estimated 1.7% of the U.S. population is intersex, but that some of those people identify as male or female. Once again, this horrible name is listed, and it says that person's parents raised them as male.
They're doing really good things, and you're just, like, pooping all over
it. Okay, they're doing really good things, and then they pick a ridiculous name so everybody doesn't take them seriously.
Exactly.
Where you're like, I can't pick a gender identification name. I don't want to use my slave name, so I'm just going to use random letters.
That's stupid. Don't like, do that. I just don't understand why.
Don't do that. You're hurting your own cause. Call yourself list. Chris, and we will take it.
Chris?
Pat. Alex.
Okay, I know I'm
going to
get a lot of flack for this, and this is just how I feel. If you are a transsexual pre-op, if you're a transsexual and you live your life as a woman and you've had some surgeries and you haven't had the full Monty done, you can identify yourself as a woman. But if you're, I mean, what, intersex?
Intersex. It's actually Intersex Appreciation Day. Talk.
Intersex is actually the polite word for the politically incorrect word hermaphrodite, meaning that an intersex person is actually born with DNA that pertains to both male and female.
Okay, now I get it. But, yeah. Okay.
Wait, is that different than pansexual?
Pansexual.
Is that an attraction?
No, pansexual means you're attracted to
cookware.
You're going to say Twinkle Teflon, and like Peter
no,
Pan.
No, pansexual means that you are attracted to...
Nonstick.
To men, women, and transsexuals.
Right
mean, like, different from bisexual, that it's only male or female. Pansexual, you like everything.
So yeah,
more
bisexual.
Love the one you're with kind of person.
Yeah. You know. Bisexuals are more like bisexual. It's the best I got, I'm sorry. It's been a long day.
Rob, you know how I know you're an important part of my life? Because every day on the wonderful thing that is the Facebook timeline feature of like a year ago today, I always say, you know, because apparently I post a lot on Facebook, and I'm just flooded with the stuff that I said years and years ago, and there's always something inevitably tagging or related to you, Mr. Rob Ward. So you know what? If that's the only reason that I realize we're friends and you matter in my life, then I'm glad Facebook told me, because I didn't know that before Facebook told.
Thank you, Facebook, for
besties
bringing friends together.
We're talking about this a little bit before the show. I just did that thing that I hate. Oh, thank you very much, at X Sniffer. She loves the show.
Oh, X Sniffer likes it.
Sniffer? Does she smell intersex people?
That's what I was gonna say. She only smells people whose passports say X.
Oh man, she's good. Rob,
smells like an X.
I don't know your entire relationship past, so I don't know if you can speak to this or not. I was having a conversation and actually contemplating if, as I've grown up, would I ever be in a position to enjoy or take part seriously in an open relationship. Trust and love, an open relationship where you're open. I don't think I could do an open relationship with someone local that I lived with, but possibly a long distance open relationship, because there you have the boundaries and the barriers, you know, physically there of, hey, I can't be with you, so why would I be jealous that you're doing your thing and I'm doing mine? But when we're together, it's us or me. Have you ever been in that kind of situation? And knowing me, do you think I could handle it, or would I lose my mind?
Yes, I have, and I think that you could not handle it, to be honest. Here's why. You are a person who gets worried about what people are thinking or saying about you, even though everything about you is pretending that you don't care what people are thinking or saying about you.
Yeah.
So
I think if someone you...
I don't care what you say about that.
Were, I know. but if someone you were with were then to be with someone else, you would be comparing every minute of every day, going, did they like it better? Do they like that person better? Was that person better at doing X, Y, Z than I am?
Told you, bro.
Blah, blah, blah.
See, I think that too, but I think with I might be moving beyond that because I don't have time to worry and stress about the things I can't.
You might be moving beyond that. But, you have yet to have moved. You haven't changed your address.
You haven't gone to Colorado yet.
Yeah.
You're still in the same neighborhood.
So, as someone who has done that sort of relationship before, I don't think I ever would again.
Yeah.
To be honest.
But wait, was this with...
There's been a past, but I wouldn't do it again. I'll just put it that way. And also, most of the couples I know that have been open, not saying all, there are couples who have wonderful arrangements and have taken care of everything, but most of them I know, even if they're together for like 7 to 10 years, it always tends to implode, and it always tends to be because of something
related to the openness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because feelings happen, and
see, the only time I've ever seen it work for people are when they're like super old. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's because you're only as monogamous as your options.
Exactly. So you have options. Take it as a compliment.
Maybe I don't want. Maybe I'm tired of random one night stands with hot guys all the time. Maybe I'm ready to just
have. What's the point of an open relationship?
Maybe I'm ready to just have like mediocre relations with like one person on a consistent basis.
I feel like this whole story was for you to be able to say on the radio, "Oh, I have one night stands with hot guys."
No, I just ripped off a line from a movie because I'm just not creative. I can't come up with my own thoughts today. I'm very stagnant. Something's going on. I got to figure it out. And unfortunately, on Radio Day, it's not the place to do it, so it's a weird, weird dynamic for
me.
Every
time he says that, he looks at me, so I'm guessing it's my fault. Is it probably.
No,
it's my nature
you're
valley.
Amazing and you're beautiful.
I got a t-shirt that said Lady plus Barry equals
Shut
Confused
up.
Justice.
Shut up.
Oh my God. Can you please make a Confused Justice face right now?
Rob, you'll be glad
or
about this.
Constipated, it's okay.
Same thing.
J-Dubs, have you ever been to a bathhouse?
I am the most vanilla person ever.
Well, then Rob will be happy about this. After a 30-year ban, the city of San Francisco is flirting with the idea of allowing bathhouses again because back in 1984, at the height of the AIDS-HIV epidemic, a San Francisco Superior Court judge effectively banned them to remove all doors for private rooms to cut down on unprotected relations. And so now they're talking...
why would I be happy about this?
I like how you describe it as flirting with the
how
idea.
How does this
like,
affect my world?
Hey, bathhouse,
he doesn't live in San Francisco.
Are you saying that you'd
yet
be
to go in a bathhouse.
Are you saying that you'd be against
or in
allowing?
San Francisco. This
are you
has
saying you'd be against allowing bathhouses
world.
In San Francisco?
You know what? No. Go ahead. Let them be there. If it makes San Francisco gay men happy, go for it. But I was like, why does this story go? This is going to make Rob happy.
Mayor Ed Lee tells the Bay Area Reporter he's open to the idea of doing away with a rule that would once again allow bathhouses within the city limits. The catch is that public health officials must be on board anyway. So, but then you run into the conflict of, are bathhouses terribly relevant in a modern age of clubs, acceptance,
I'm still waiting
Grindr.
For The Simpsons to do the Bathhouse of Horror episode. That
there you
do
go.
We did that. That was our 300th episode, Rob.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
We went to the bathhouse with Adrian.
He invited me, and I was out
Brandon
of state.
And with Muzzy.
And I forgot like, that was a thing. I'm going to take it all back.
But this is cool. The reason he's encouraging, not really encouraging, but saying he'd be open to it if health officials were on board is because San Francisco has also recently announced its Getting to Zero initiative, which aims to cut new HIV infections 90% over the next 5 years, looking at testing, widespread adoption of PrEP. And they say that's an attainable goal.
They're not good at math.
Hmm?
Getting to zero, but they want to remove it by 90%, you're still at 10.
No, but they're saying that's
I'm just
their
saying,
realistic goal.
San Francisco
goals.
Needs no, to work you, on their math skills.
When you look at statistics.
Before they're worried about bathhouses, let's worry about math.
There's still always
going to
be
education.
Like a new instance of a new infection. Kind of like you can't say that there's ever truly going to be like a 0% unemployment rate because some people are too rich and do not have to work, or some people may not want to work.
I'm just saying the
or
math.
Or some people
makes
don't have no
sense.
Legs. I'm just saying, are you against people that have no legs?
I'm all for people that have no legs.
I
to go
have
to a
no
bathhouse.
Legs. I have no legs.
Also, I just read an article that in San Francisco, people with no legs are welcome back into the bathhouse.
They are now ramps for their convenience and railings.
Getting to zero legs is their new policy.
As our outro music starts to play, Rob, you'll also like this. Here's your chance to own a piece of rentboy.com. You know that
oh,
Rent
good.
Boy,
I love this. Thank you for sharing this.
You know that in August, Manhattan's headquarters were rented
what
by the FBI.
What do you think I do
in
my spare time?
The CEO and six others were arrested on suspicion of promoting interstate prostitution and money laundering, so
I
their
have
assets
no
have been frozen.
Rentboy.com.
So now, if
not
you
yet.
Want, so now to help fight their, to help pay their legal bills, they're selling all their stuff. Hey, do you want to buy like the Rentboy.com like furniture or
ew.
Desk or copy machine?
No.
The sale has.
Coffee machine is
Do you want to buy this couch that's labeled as a biohazard by now?
This sale has loads of goodies.
Oh, including everything about it.
Load after load.
Books, software, magazines, artwork, lamps, a copy machine, and quote, a lot of other special one-of-a-kind Rentboy.com memorabilia to raise money. So they said, please consider your purchases as going to a good cause as it goes to our legal defense fund.
A great cause.
Great cause.
Wow.
J-Dubs, did you have a fun... Do you regret coming in here? Did you have a fun time?
I had a fun time.
Good. Okay. Well, you know what? Let's talk more. We'll talk more video games when something like that comes in, because I know that's your area of expertise. Right. We didn't really have anything that tied to that today, but I'm really glad you came out here, and it was fun. It was great to get to see you again, and I hope you'll come back and visit us again. Alex, the intern, you've showed up 2 shows in a row. You give him his gold star, please.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
And there you go. Thanks for coming in, man. And, I hope you felt better about today's show than last week's, because even I cringed, and I did apologize, and we made sure that he knew that, that's old justice, and we need to keep him in the past where he belongs, because I don't live there anymore.
I did like a wow when I heard that.
Thanks for bringing it back up. That's great. Rob Ward, what do you have going?
I did a wow on the air.
What do you have going on this week, Rob?
Nice. If people would like to come see me, they can see me on Halloween night. I'll be doing the 7:30, 9:30 shows at Sac Comedy Lab. We're going to do some torture show improv shows that are a lot of fun.
Wait. At improv or like BDSM?
Improv. Oh. Like comedy. We laugh. Ha, ha.
At Club Orlando.
You'll love this story. Bathhouses are now legal all around the U.S. And rentboy.com is available for you.
Rob has his checkbook out and ready.
What do you think of me?
He takes Rob, back that he wants you to live.
Lady Bird, come on. What's going on this week before I give you a ride home?
To Kissimmee. Not much going on. I'm going to be at Southern Nights for the bloodbath thing, dressed as the fairy godmother. So, because I'm anti-Halloween.
Very nice. Good job. You know what? I'm going to figure out what's going on with me, and I'm going to strive to come and bring you a really good show next week before I go away. We'll be on vacation for 2 weeks. The 2 weeks we're gone is going to be a great best-of show where we actually replay everyone's first appearance on the show. So we're going back a couple... We're going back to, like, 2010.
Like when I was Pepe? Before I was even on.
I don't even know. I have to go back and find out.
I still remember my first show because you thought I was, like, a government spy sent to get you canceled.
That's right. I thought he had been... Because I wasn't used to people saying, hey, I like your show. Can I be on it? So I was like, what's your catch? Like, what's your angle here? Have
and
you been
like
sent here to, like, infiltrate?
You, like, panicked at me, and you're like, are you trying to get me ruined?
Have you been sent here by the underground?
Me? And I remember leaving going, that guy is crazy. I'm never going back there.
And yet we still have Facebook friend feeds from the past every single day. Okay, that's it for today's special edition of Outlaw Orlando. Homo Happy Hour, GayRadioShow.com. Always remember, we are one human family, sometimes dysfunctional, clearly, but still a family. So until next time, always swing first, fight those good fights, and... let justice roll. Until next time, I wish you enough.
Bye, everybody.
I'm a nerd.
See you later. I'll probably have more to talk about next time.
Shivering.
I'm Justice, and I love you. I'm a nerd. Shivering.
You are gay.
I'm ruined on the air. I'm ruined in this.
How are you ruined on the air? How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 And fabulous.
We here at Outlaw Orlando give that 1, 2, 3.
Gorgeous.
Fabulous. Absolutely love it.
Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay!
That was the gayest arms I've ever seen to express that.
Now I'm very, very legal.
Jeff.
It's a talk and entertainment show. I host it. I wanted to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's f***ing great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me in the back for matching the fun?
No. No. Because
we're matching the funds
in
Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy
Hour,
why? Raising money for a good cause.
Because
get over it.
You
it's
could
such
not,
a good idea.
No, no, it's not.
It.
No, it's not.
You're
you know why?
You're passionate about it.
Do you know why?
You're passionate about AIDS education because you hate AIDS pig. You would buy a shirt that says, I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess warrior princess Xena style.
It's
It's awful.
A Lutterlando ruining lives all on across
a,
America.
On a daily basis.
Got any poppers?
No.
I'm not saying that.
I'm like lobbing up beach balls for you to like come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha ha.
Dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came
Wait,
out.
Wait, what?
Look around you. Everything the light touches is gay.
Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour.
Of course.